As of this Thanksgiving morning, Susan DeSillis has been up all night. She's had a lot to prepare because she's putting on supper for 150.
This year I'm doing 9 turkeys, potatoes and stuffing, gravy, homemade cranberry sauce, bagels and butter and all our bread, some vegetable salad, and then some pumpkin pie and like some brownies.
When I spoke with DeSillis earlier this week, she was essentially planning on cooking and baking nonstop until today.
I'll put the turkeys in at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and they'll come out at 5 or 6. Then I put everything else in the oven, get it hot. Usually all the other vegetables are ready to go. They just have to be heated up. Then I carve all the turkeys, put them in the trays.
She loads them up and takes them to Aspen, where there will be 2 different Thanksgiving feasts for RAFTA employees today. The first is in time for employees who started work at 4 a.m. this morning.
I try to get the food to Ruby Park by 9 o'clock so the people who are just leaving their shift can get some food before they go. And then I bring the second shift in around 5:30, 6 o'clock when all the night crew gets in.
Some of that food will be sent down to mechanics and other workers in Glenwood Springs, so no one gets left out, and everyone gets leftovers. DeSillis is co-owner of The Upper Crust, a restaurant and baking business with locations in Elgebel and Aspen. She squeezed in the RAFTA Thanksgiving feast with her usual business orders. Years ago, she worked both jobs, and that's when her Thanksgiving tradition began.
I started that when I worked for RAFTA. I worked at Ruby Park for 9 years. That was my family, you know. I offered to cook dinner for everybody, and it turned into cooking dinner for all of RAFTA, the mechanics, the day people, the night people. And I've been doing it from, let's see, probably like 15 years, I think, 16 years.
And she does Christmas dinner for RAFTA, too. Today, DeSillis says it'll be easy to spot her as she's bringing in the first round of dinner to Ruby Park.
On Thanksgiving morning, the car with all the fogged up windows, that's me.
Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.